Well, hello everyone. Let's turn to the last chapter of the book of the Revelation, and we're looking still at the verses 6 and 7, though this will be our last look at these verses, because next week it will be our last study of this school year, and we'll be moving down the chapter to the very closing words of the chapter, the closing words of the Bible, on that last assembly study. But let's quickly read verses 6 and 7. And he said unto me, "These sayings are true and faithful, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Now we've spent a little time, for these are words that present to us quite a few lessons, quite a few things that we could learn and should learn from this particular passage. Today I want to say two things. First of all, I want you to take note of the fact, boys and girls, that God's divine word is conveyed to us not by angels, but by prophets. Prophets. And that's important. Peter tells us that the angels actually study the word of God, anxious as they are to find in it what God's plans are for his people. And the angels turn to the Word of God to find out God's plans and God's purpose. That gives us, surely, very great reasons to study the Bible. If the angels are interested in what God has planned for his people, how much more ought the people themselves be interested in the Bible, wherein are found God's revelation for his people? Verse 6 says, we have just read it, but read it again, please. "These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done." The angels only acted as go-betweens on this occasion, conveying to God's servant the message that God would have for his people. It's speaking, of course, specifically of this book, that is the book of the Revelation, but it is true of all the books of the Bible. For they are the writings of the prophets, of those things that God has revealed to the prophets, and which are for us to read and to study. The Bible is a very personal letter, a very personal communication from God to his people. I like watching programs that are about antiques, old things. And very often, someone will come forward to sell a letter. Just a letter. But it's a letter from someone whose name is well known a little time ago. A historical figure, a general, a politician, even a king or a queen, and someone has gotten their hands on a letter that they have written. And the amount of money people are prepared to spend to buy that letter is amazing. It's amazing. They just want to have that letter where there's the handwriting of this historical figure. The letter itself very often doesn't make a lot of sense in that it's written 100, 200, 300, 400 years ago, and maybe even more, about things that were known only between the person writing the letter and the person to whom the letter is sent. It doesn't really convey a lot of information to us hundreds of years later, but people are prepared to spend a fortune of money to get their hands on this letter. How much more precious must be a letter that comes from God. A letter written over many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. A letter about things that are to be understood by us. A letter written all about us and what it is that God has planned for us. How precious such a letter must be. How you and I should treasure the Bible. And how we should read it and familiarize ourselves with it so that we know what it is God has said in His Word about us. And go back to it again and again and again. Bible reading should be a daily part of your life. Every bit as much as eating and sleeping. You wouldn't last too long if you didn't sleep, if you didn't eat. And you need the Word of God, the food of heaven, for your soul every bit as much. There are things in the Bible, you know, that are meant just for you and for me. It's a book of secrets. God's secrets that He shares with His people. Let me turn you to the book of Amos, the chapter 3. Amos, chapter 3. Good for you if you found it. It's right in the middle of the minor prophets, we call them. That is, the small books written by the prophets. And in Amos chapter 3 and the verse 7, listen to these words. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. That's a tremendous statement. God will do nothing without revealing it unto His servants, the prophets. And why does He reveal it to them? So that they can tell us. And I think I can say that in the Bible, there is a covering of all the secrets God has, a revelation of them. And it's our privilege to go and look and study and study and study and see what it is God has planned. What God has planned for us, what God has planned for this world. That's our privilege. Now, the world has no idea. Well, when you tell the world what it is God has planned, they reject it. They say, no, we don't believe that. We don't believe that. That's nonsense. You see, man doesn't believe how the world came into existence. He rejects the account that we have in Genesis of how God created the world. And in the same way, when we tell them how the world's going to end, they say, no, no, that's nonsense. It's not going to be like that. And you constantly read, or at least I seem to constantly read and come upon articles in which men are planning that in the future, somehow or other, we're going to have to all get into spaceships and travel away to Mars to live. Because the Earth won't be able to sustain us anymore. We'll have exhausted all its resources. And we're going to have to go and live on Mars. They're nuts. Load of rubbish. Load of rubbish. We know how it's all going to end. The Bible tells us. The world doesn't want to know. But God has shared His secret with us through His prophets. Oh, boys and girls, please value this book. Reverence this book. For it is the key. It is the key by which you can open a door to all knowledge. All knowledge. What a blessed book this is. You remember how the book of the Revelation began? Would you turn to the first chapter? The first chapter of Revelation? Right there at the very beginning. You don't have to read very far until you encounter this important item of information. Verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show to His servants things which must shortly come to pass. And He sent and signified it by His angel unto His servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Now there are links there that I want you to notice. Links that tie that book that's on your knee, That book that you're handling, it links it right up to heaven and to God the Father. Look at the verse 1 again. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God the Father, if I might put that in, gave unto him, that's unto the Lord Jesus, and gave to him to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified, revealed, passed on this revelation given by the Father, sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record. And blessed are all they that read what John has written. The Father gave to the Son, who in turn conveyed it to his servant the angel, who passed it to John, and John wrote it all down and sent it out to the churches. And here we are reading it today. And where did it start? With God the Father. That's where that book came from. Not just the book of the Revelation. This is true of all the books. They all had their origins with God the Father. That's what we read in Amos. God shows his secrets to his prophets, who in turn show it to us. Oh, boys and girls, value, reverence the Bible. Never treat it as you may treat any other book, but reverence and study and read the Word of God. Because, you see, this book is to be read and obeyed. That's the purpose of the Bible. That's why God sends preachers to preach the Bible, that people might understand it and obey it. Obey it. Obeying the Bible is like taking medicine. Medicine is no good. Sitting on a shelf in a chemist's shop, it'll not do any good sitting there. Nor will it do any good if it's brought to your home and set up on a shelf in your home. Not do any good. Until you screw the top off, pour it onto a spoon, and take it down. Then it begins to work. Then it begins to do good. Something maybe a little more pleasant, if I might use to illustrate. What good are sweeties sitting on the shelf in the sweetie shop? You can look at them, but you can't taste them. You can't enjoy them. And if they're purchased while you're there with mum or dad shopping, and they're in the shopping bag, in the boot of the car, they're still doing no good. Though I doubt very much if any of you are shopping, they would get resting in the shopping bag in the boot of the car very long. But the point is, as you know, they're no good sitting in their wrapping, sitting in their little bag. You've got to get them opened and unwrap them and pop them in. Then you begin to enjoy them. That's the way it is with the Bible, boys and girls. We are to read it, yes, but we must obey it to gain the sweetness of it, the benefits of it, the goodness of it. We have to obey it. God give us obedient hearts. God give us obedient hearts. Back to Revelation verse, or chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. There's where the blessing is to be enjoyed. Those who read, those who hear, and those who obey. Those who obey. Maybe I'll just read the closing verse that I want you to consider as we bring our study today to its climax. It's the verse 7 again. See what it says. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. That's Christ's word to you, boys and girls. There's a blessing for you if you keep the words of this book. The Lord Jesus is specifically speaking of the book of the Revelation, but I can say on the authority of God's precious word that the same applies to every book of the Bible. There's a blessing. Oh, treasure the Bible. Honor the Bible. Read the Bible. obey the Bible. May the Lord bless you today. Let's just bow together in prayer. Dear Lord, we ask that the children might understand the character, the nature of this wonderful book that they have. It's not like any other textbook in this school. No matter how true or proper or good those other books may be, they do not compare to this book, which is the book of God. Lord, may they seek out its word. May they treasure it, value it, believe it, and obey it. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.